The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, born in Albemarle County, Virginia, on his father's plantation in 1743. He was just 33 years old when he was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence. He suggested John Adams for the job, but Adams said, "I am obnoxious, suspected, and unpopular. You are very much otherwise. Also, you can write 10 times better than I." And so it was Jefferson who wrote the famous words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." As well as a talented writer, Jefferson was a hard-nosed politician, a diplomat, a naturalist, a musician, an architect, a scientist, and an inventor. He filled his house with scientific gadgets and inventions, kept detailed notes on the daily fluctuation of the barometric pressure, and late in life, he wrote all of his letters with a device that allowed him to write with two pens at the same time so he could keep a copy of his papers. It's the birthday of the playwright Samuel Beckett, born in a suburb of Dublin, Fox Rock, in 1906. He was an assistant to James Joyce. He was involved in the French Resistance during World War II, had ambitions to be a novelist, but was blocked, and so decided to write a play about two men, Vladimir and Estragon, waiting for a man named Godot who never arrives. He wrote it in just a few months, and that was Waiting for Godot. It was produced in 1952. It's the birthday of the poet Seamus Heaney, born in Mossbawn, Northern Ireland, in 1939, who started out writing poems about the farm on which he'd grown up in Ireland. Heaney said it was an intimate, physical, creaturely existence in which the night sounds of the horse in the stable beyond one bedroom wall mingled with the sounds of adult conversation from the kitchen beyond the other. And it's the birthday of the man who invented the game of Scrabble, Alfred M. Butts, born in Poughkeepsie, New York, 1899, trademarked the game in 1949. In the 50s, the president of Macy's department store got to play the game on vacation and was hooked, and he ordered more for his store, and Scrabble became a success. The novelist Vladimir Nabokov was a big fan of Scrabble. He played it in Russian. Here's a poem for today by Susan Donnelly entitled Moondog. He just stood there at the corner of 43rd Street and 6th Avenue, nearly 7 feet tall, dressed as a Viking. Everyone, it seemed, in New York in the 60s knew Moondog. They said he'd been a stockbroker from a rich family. They said he was blind. I was writing a novel that year, but didn't know how, and falling in love, and everything moved so fast. But the Viking was motionless. I know he wrote songs, but I never heard any. He just stared outward. I'd wake up, write myself dizzy, and go walking fast through the streets. One day, a stranger stopped me. JFK had been shot. This was in Midtown. The bells of St. Patrick's began tolling, and I joined all the others going up the cathedral steps. I'd seen the president just last month, young, glinting like silver, in a limousine going up Madison to the Hotel Carlyle. He waved to all of us, and we waved back, cheering. Or are these tears for the broken love, the unreadable novel? Anyway, the years. Moondog, a poem by Susan Donnelly from her collection Transit, published by Iris Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.